This is a story of the Quechua people in Bolivia. A few years back, we had done a dramatized recording of the Quechua New Testament, and we had begun to do distribution of those New Testaments to the different churches. Now, previously, in partnership with the Bible Society, we had been starting programs using the Spanish. But we found is that most of the people did not speak Spanish well, and so they couldn't understand it. So when the Quechua was done and sent in, about a year later, I went to kind of visit the churches and understand what was happening. We visited seven different villages and churches, and as we sat with the pastors, they began to explain to us the tremendous changes that they were experiencing in their church as the people listened to the Bible in Quechua. Now, most of the pastors had already had the Spanish New Testament in a dramatized form, and they told us that that was really, really good. The people enjoyed it. They'd have 25 or 30 listeners, but that the people had a difficult time understanding it since they didn't speak Spanish well. I said, well, what happened when the Quechua came? And they said, oh, when the Quechua came, you know, the groups grew from 25 to 85, from 35 to 115 people. Sometimes you had 90% of a village that would come into the group and listen. And they were saying that there was a lot of problems among the people because they had a lot of desperation, hopelessness. A lot of times the men would go down to these kind of corner. They really aren't bars, but they're just places where you can buy alcohol. And they'll go down, they'll get drunk, they'll come home, they would beat their families, beat their children. And there was just a lot of family violence. The report was when the New Testament on cassette in Quechua came, that as the women began to listen, they began to change. And then the men began to come, and as they came and listened, they were transformed, and there was peace in the families. Now, one of the things that interested me was that each village I went to, they said that when the people heard it in Spanish, it was good. But when they heard it in Quechua, that they would weep. So at the fourth church, I asked the pastor, I said, well, are there certain stories that when they hear those stories, it causes them to weep? And the pastor said, oh, yes. He said, the story of the woman with the issue of blood. When they hear that story, when Jesus says, who touched me? They'll cry out in fear, and they'll just weep and weep. And I said, wow, that's interesting. So we went to a fifth church, and as we're sitting in that church and we're talking to the pastor, he's telling us the same story about how the church had grown from about 35 people to over 100, how the families had been transformed, and that how when they heard the Quechua, they wept. So I asked him, I said, what stories? Because I find when I travel that sometimes there are certain stories that really have special meaning to certain cultures. So I said, what story or stories are having impact? And the pastor said, oh, the story of the woman with the issue of blood. He said, when they hear that story, they should weep and weep. So I turned to my translator, who's Spanish. He wasn't Quechua, he was Spanish. And I asked him, I said, what's the deal with that story? I don't understand. And he looked at me, just shrugged his shoulders and said, I don't know. I'm not sure. And so we went to a sixth church. As we're talking to this pastor, he starts to give us kind of the same kind of thing, that God had transformed the church had grown, 90% of the people in the village had come to the listening, that people were just being transformed, and when they heard the scriptures in Quechua, they wept. So I have this question in my heart, I'm thinking, is this going to be the same thing? So I asked him, I said, what story or stories, when they hear them, cause them to weep? And he said, oh, he said, when they hear the story of the woman with the issue of blood. When Jesus says, who touched me? The people will cry out in fear. And then they'll just weep and weep. Now, in faith comes by hearing, when we give a set of cassettes to a church or a group, we ask that they listen for at least 30 minutes a week. And then after that, there's supposed to be a time of discussion. So people can ask questions about what they don't understand or make comments and decide how to live what they've heard. So I asked him, I said, what were the questions that the people were asking after they heard the scripture or after that story? And the pastor just said, oh, they don't have a question. They just weep and they say, my heart hurts. My heart hurts. Why is my heart hurting? My heart hurts. And I just sat there and I thought, what? I don't understand. And of course, my translator wasn't any help. He didn't understand. And so we went to the last village, the seventh church. We're talking to the pastor there, and the same thing. You could see the pattern. God was transforming the church. People's lives were changed. Families healed as people heard in their own mother tongue. And so I said, well, what story or stories caused them to weep? And the pastor said, oh, he said, the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Now I'm desperate. I want to know why this story is having such impact on these people. So I'm saying, okay, what questions do they ask when they're done listening? And the pastor said, they just weep and say, can we hear that story again? And then they say, my heart hurts. My heart hurts. What's wrong with my heart? My heart is hurting. And as he told me this, all of a sudden I began to understand. Because you see, what happens in oral cultures is they're different from you and I. You and I hear a story. We may become emotionally involved, but the story is still separate from us. But an oral person, when they hear a story, they become a part of it. And with whoever they identify in the story, they join with that person. Well, the Quechuas are seen as dirty and as backwards. There are millions of them, but they are shepherders, they're farmers. And so sometimes, even if they come into the city to move and they want to use one of the churches among the Spanish, if they ask them if they can use them, even if the pastor allows it, by the following week, the people in the church will say, no, we don't want these dirty, filthy Quechuas sitting in our pews. They don't speak Spanish. The Bible they see is only in Spanish. So they think that God doesn't know them. They think they're rejected, they're dirty, they're filthy, they're unclean. And so when they began to hear scripture in their own language for the first time, hope began to birth in them that maybe Jesus Christ loved them. Well, what happened is when they heard the story of the woman with the issue of blood, they identified with the woman. So as the woman began to sneak through the crowd without thought, they went with her. And when she reached out to touch Jesus' garment, they did the same in their mind. And when something happened inside of her, something happened inside of them at that very moment. And when Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? The reason they cried out in fear is they thought Jesus was going to say, you dirty, stinking Quechua, why did you touch me? But instead, Jesus turned around and he said, daughter, daughter, your faith has made you whole. And that's when they just wept and wept. And the pastors told me that all they had to do was, most of these people were not Christians. They had come from outside to hear the Quechua scriptures in their own language. And they just said, the reason your heart hurts, it aches, is Jesus has just walked by you. He just walked by you. Will you come? Will you reach out? Will you touch him? And he says, they just come forward and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That is what changing the Quechuas in Bolivia as they hear the word of God.